Do those five measures spur you on to riff on a theme? Well, if you're a Vermont student in grades 6 through 12, you're encouraged to do just that. The Vermont Symphony Orchestra launches its statewide composition competition, and joining us with all the details is award-winning film composer Suad Bukhshnak. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Suad, in a moment, I'd love for you to share more about your own musical background. But first, the VSO's competition. It's called Masterclef. Tell us the inspiration behind that name and then more about the whole contest.
A very fun and, piece of information to share is that exactly 1 year ago, I casually talked about this during an interview with Michael Ibrahim, who's the founder of the National Arab Orchestra, in an interview when I just told him that, you know, if I ever were to run a TV show, I would love to have a MasterChef for composers where we get Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and they need to come up with a masterpiece based on that theme. So exactly a year after I said that on air, here we are today. With the VSO doing exactly that.
Tell us more about what exactly the VSO and you are asking these young composers to do.
Well, if you think of the cooking show Master Chef, and if you combine that with another cooking show called Chopped, where contestants are given the same ingredients, but asked to come up with an innovative dish using these ingredients, transforming these ingredients, while still preserving the integrity of these ingredients in the final products, meaning we still need to taste these ingredients and they can't be just complete mush. This is exactly what the competition is. We have a theme because composing and cooking are exactly the same. You have ingredients that you can transform into anything you want based on your own vision and creativity. So we're using the main theme from the concerto that I composed as the main ingredient that any aspiring composer in any genre, be it hip hop, classical, house, EDM, spoken word, any genre of music, we are asking these aspiring musicians and composers to use this ingredient, the theme of the concerto, and come up on the other side with a 1 to 3 minutes long song or piece of their own concoction that uses that theme. The judging process will be based on how creative they used, you know, how creatively they used it, how much they transformed it. Is it still recognizable somewhere? These are the criteria that we're going to be using when judging the finalists.
And so what those handful of measures, that musical motif we played at the beginning of our conversation, here they are again. This is from your own composition. It's a concerto for cello titled Samson's Walk on Air. And this is what you want the students to riff off of and make their own. Take us into the original piece.
So the concerto in and of itself, which is a celebration of life, celebration of the life of Frank Samson, as requested by his wife, Pat Samson, who commissioned the work for the VSO. The concerto is a three-movement concerto that actually also employs the same theme in each of the three movements. So the concerto in and of itself is an example of how one theme can be transformed into different things, because each of the movements is based on that, on these five bars that we are sending the composers. So in a way, after the contestants come and we have the masterclass in Burlington, and when they come and attend the concert, they will see how I played with that theme. So in a way, it's like that would be my contribution to the competition. That's the idea, to attend a concert after a competition to see the many different, you know, they will see how their peers use this theme, but then they will see how I used it.
Yeah. How did you find your way into composing film scores?
So I'm a classically trained pianist. I started learning the piano when I was 5, and I did the Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music in the UK exams, you know, just like conservatory exams.
Right.
And when I was 16, I realized that I enjoy improvising on the piano way more than learning already existing music. And I've always watched films and listened to film scores. And my aim was always, like, since that age, was to become a film score composer. I want to thank the VSO for really stretching the boundaries of what a classical orchestra does. We are very used to classical orchestras playing the same repertoire over and over again. It's always Beethoven, Mozart, you know, Tchaikovsky, and just appealing to a specific class of people and a specific section of society. Whereas the VSO is making classical music so accessible, and the fact that they would suggest something as big as a competition and as exciting as a competition to engage young composers is incredibly exciting and something to, you know, hats off, like to tip our hats off to, because it's a unique move. I personally don't know of other orchestras who have done that. And I really hope that any aspiring composer would apply and see what they can do and let their imaginations run loose.